Good morning. Let's go to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. We've been going here a good bit, looking. As we begin to look more at the personal perfections of God. The personal perfections of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. The Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." May the Lord bless the reading and the receiving of His Word. Today we'll look at the biblical fact that God, and I'll write it on the board for us, is immutable. God is immutable. Simply put, this means that God does not change. And for those of you, those of us who were saved, this should be great comfort in knowing that God does not change. He's not like man. Everything around us is constantly changing. We are constantly changing. Go back and grab a picture from 10 years ago and then go stand in front of the mirror. We'll see that some of us, our hair wasn't so gray. Some of us had hair. We could go on and on about how our bodies are always changing. How about society? It's changing. Vehicles, changing. We get cell phones, and by the time we learn how to work these little dudes, they are almost obsolete for some of us. Okay, I actually never learned how to fully use them. I missed the ones that hung on the wall at the house. We could spend days talking about how everything changes, couldn't we? We don't know what to expect from day to day. We know that when crazy people are in power, that we have much to fear as far as a world at war. And the news media thrives off of this. They obviously exaggerate on a lot of things. Just to make news, what's going to happen with China, Taiwan, Russia, and Ukraine? What's going on with North Korea? What's going on in Mexico with the drug cartels? About over in Africa and how they're fighting and killing? And then, of course, you got the Middle East. Wars and rumors of wars. There's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of things changing. I mean, with one act, we could be thrown into a World War III, couldn't we? With one act. How about one false report? Things are changing. Volatile. And if we look at all this, we can get sick. We can be stressed. I'm very thankful that according to the Word of God, that God doesn't change. Most of us have lived long enough to know that we cannot trust people, right? If you think you can trust people, it will not be long, and you will learn that you cannot. Some of these scriptures we've already looked at, but I want to read them anyway. Psalm 118:8-9 says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In Romans chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says, "Yeah, let God be true but every man a liar. Man is always changing. I don't understand this, but there are things in our brain. How about hormones? Things that I can't say much about because I don't understand. But they're always changing. And how they can change our minds. Change our bodies. But God does not change. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. The Bible says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God is immutable, which means His personal perfections are also immutable. They don't change. I've written them on the board as we have gone through them. He's infinite. He is without measure, and we are finite. We are measured. His being infinite does not change. What He has decreed to come to pass will come to pass. And we'll learn this morning from His Word that this is also immutable. He is all-knowing, omniscient, all-knowing. He has always been all-knowing. He will always be all-knowing. That does not change. He is faithful. He is good. He is patient. He is holy. These things are unchangeable. What God has always been, He will always be. We find great comfort in this. What God was before He spoke this world into existence, He will always be. God doesn't change over time. He doesn't evolve. He doesn't become something other than what He has always been. If God ever changed, He would cease to be God. And there would be a cosmic calamity. It is in our nature to change, but not God. You know, we change what we say on a regular basis. We'll say something one day and say, "Well, you know, I need to retract that. I need to change that a little bit because that wasn't quite right. I shouldn't have said it like that, or I shouldn't have said it, period." God doesn't have to do that. Psalm 118:89 says, "Forever, O Lord," Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven." God's word does not change with the times. It does not change with whoever is in power over a certain nation. It stays the same. Churches gather together. Churches have councils. They make decisions. Those things change. There are even church councils that contradict church councils. God's Word never contradicts itself. God's Word never changes. What it meant when God wrote it, it still means today. And this should strengthen our faith also, shouldn't it? You know, God has always loved His children. This doesn't change either. This is also great news because He is not only all-knowing, He's also, as we'll learn later on, He's all-powerful. And He's also wrathful. He's wrath. He's a God of wrath, not just a God of love. If His love changed, we'd have reason to be fearful. There will never be a time when God will not love His children. Jeremiah 31:3. "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yeah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. We view love as a feeling, as an emotion. Therefore, we feel like we are on a roller coaster ride when we talk about love. But God's love is everlasting, and it is an action, not a feeling. We may ask this question, how can God continue to love me when I fail Him every day? Because His love towards His children will never change. Never. What He has decreed will come to pass, and what He has purposed, He will do. Ephesians 1 tells us He works everything after the counsel of His own will, and it will not change. It doesn't need to change. It's perfect. Nothing and no one can change God's love. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. We'll read verses 35 through 39. I encourage you to go home and read all of Romans chapter 8. Back up to verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Notice this, it is God that justifieth. Who did this justifying? God. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So here's the question he asks. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who or what? Shall tribulation? Just because we're going through a tribulation, does that mean that Christ no longer loves us? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? When all of these things are happening to us in our lives, whether at one time or another, does that mean that God no longer loves us? Verse 36 says, as is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Here's your answer, verse 37, nay. What's the question, verse 35? Who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? And it gives off a list. Verse 37 says, nay. No. Nothing. Says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that what? Loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. That is a tremendous list there. This speaks of anything in this world. This also speaks of supernatural things. Principalities, nor powers, angels, demons. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from what? The love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Why? Don't we do stupid things sometimes? Don't we sin? Why doesn't these things separate us? Why doesn't God's love change towards us? Because God is immutable. His love towards His children, it's very important to understand that, is also unchanging. We have great confidence in that, don't we? We have great peace in that. Understand, this does not give us a free pass to sin. But instead, understanding these truths should cause us to live a holy life. A life that glorifies God. And there's so much more we could go in. I just wanted to touch on love for just a little bit. But there are some things about God's immutability that are really beyond our understanding. How about this? God has always been. And God will always be. I dwell on this sometimes, and my head actually gets lightheaded. Get a little dizzy. To stop and think about that God has always been. There's never been a time when God was not. He's always been, and He's always been immutable. He's always been not changing. Again, this makes me get dizzy when I think about it. There has never been a time when God was not, and there will never be a time when He will cease to be. More scripture from the book of Romans, chapter 11. Verses 33 through 36, if you want to turn there. And I encourage you to underline this in your Bible. And for some of y'all who may not understand or know this, it's not a sin to write in your Bible. You can underline, you can write in it. You know, I used to get in trouble. You don't write in books. It's okay to write in your Bible. Look in verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Notice there's an exclamation. How unsearchable are His judgments. His ways past finding out. The depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. God is in total control. And God is immutable. He doesn't change. Here's a quote from A.W. Pink. I've told y'all I've been reading a book and helping me as I study through the personal perfections of God. And it's The Attributes of God by A.W. Pink. I encourage y'all, it's a little small book. I encourage y'all to get it and to read it. You can order it online. Here's a quote from that book. First, God is immutable in His essence. His nature and being are infinite, and so, subject to no mutations. There never was a time when He was not. There will never come a time when He shall cease to be. God is neither evolved, grown, nor improved. All that He is today, He has ever been, and ever will be. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6. It's His own unqualified affirmation. He cannot change for the better, for He is already perfect. And being perfect, He cannot change for the worse. Altogether unaffected by anything outside of Himself, improvement or deterioration is impossible. He is perpetually the same. He only can say, I am that I am. He is altogether uninfluenced by the flight of time. There is no wrinkle upon the brow of eternity. For His power can never diminish, nor His glory fade. So, quote by A.W. Pink. He had a way with words. Very good. As we've already mentioned, God does not change, nor does His word change. It is forever settled in heaven. He will do what He said He will do. This is great news for all whom the Lord has saved, right? For all whom the Lord has redeemed, this is great news. These promises He's given us, they are great. They are precious to us. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Remember that we base everything upon the Word of God. It is our authority, the Word of God is. First Thessalonians chapter 4, look at verse 13. Bible says, verse 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, or those who are dead, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Again, the word sleep, and asleep here is talking about those who have died. "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Verse 18 says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." And this is great comfort, isn't it? The question comes up, what happens to our loved ones who die? Well, if the Lord has saved their souls, they were redeemed. And we know that one day we will see them again with Christ. Amen. And what a great joy that is. A great comfort in knowing no matter if our loved one was old or whether they were young, middle-aged, whatever it was, accidents happen, don't they? The fact of the matter is this, we're going to die. And as it is appointed unto men to do what? Once to die. And after this, the judgment. Hebrews tells us. I'm looking forward to seeing my Lord and Savior. And the Bible says He is coming back. In the book of Acts, He left, He ascended, the Bible says, to heaven and the clouds. And the angels told the disciples, as He left, He's going to come back. Y'all believe that? Why do you believe it? His Word says it. And His Word is immutable. It doesn't change. Listen, there's going to be things come up, especially in our society today. It's easy to get hold of some type of heresy, isn't it? It's everywhere. Sometimes it can be appealing. The person talking about it can be appealing. I've learned this, that if someone walks up and they say what they say with confidence, people will believe them. Even if it's a lie. My son Jacob's in the military. He's in the army. And he says, when you go stand before the board to get promoted, the promotion board, he says, they want you to answer all your questions with confidence, even if you have no idea what the answer is. You answer with confidence. Can dogs walk on a ceiling? Yes, dogs can walk on ceilings. I have no doubt. 1 foot in front of the other. The only way a dog's going to walk on a ceiling is if the ceiling is on the ground and upside down, right? Men change. The army changes. Things that we can believe change. But God's Word never changes. He is coming back. And He's also going to give us a new body. These are things that we know. I'm preaching to the choir this morning. But I want to encourage us to remember these truths. Y'all believe that we can get down and out? We can get discouraged? We can go back to Romans and read what we read. There's distresses. There's things going on in our lives. And we can start dwelling on things that are bad, that's happened. Life in general. Man, it gets tough. Do any of y'all ever want to go fight somebody? But you don't know who to fight? You're mad, you're aggravated. Life's not going your way. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being serious. We hurt. We can rest. It does not change. God doesn't change. His love toward us doesn't change. His promises don't change. He doesn't say, whoops, sorry, I can't fulfill that promise. I tried, didn't work out. No. He makes us a promise in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Listen to verse 4. To an inheritance. When we think of an inheritance, we think of something that we're going to get, right? Whether it's land, whether it's money. In my case, when my parents die, we'll get a bunch of notes. And I'm making a joke there. But everything we get on earth is going to turn to corruption, isn't it? It's going to rot. It's going to rust. It's going to decay. But not the inheritance God has promised us. Notice what it says, to an inheritance that is incorruptible. It's not just incorruptible. It's undefiled. Our bodies are corruptible. Our bodies are defiled. Our minds are defiled. And look, it's fleeting. It's going away. But this inheritance in heaven is incorruptible, it's undefiled, and it fadeth not away, and it's reserved. Listen, in heaven. Look at those last two words. You see that? For you. No matter what's going on in the world, this doesn't change. This is the same. Listen, it's immutable. We may die of old age. We may leave here today and be in an automobile accident, God forbid. It may be a terrible accident. We may die on the spot. We may die on the way out to the hospital. We may die in the chopper ride. We may die at the hospital. Maybe we may die 2 weeks later, whatever it is. Beat and banged up. And I don't want to go into great crazy details, but I think you understand what I'm saying. No matter what goes on in this life, this body is temporary. And one day we're going to have that new one. Verse 5 says, who were kept by the power of God. The power of God, listen folks, is unchanging. Through faith, where does faith come from? God. Unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are saved by grace through faith. That's what Ephesians chapter 2 tells us. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Can't earn salvation. Y'all know that. Promise we have is that one day God's going to give us a new body. The question comes up, well, will there be anybody that God is going to save that he might forget about? No. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3. Look at verse 9. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Bible says, the Lord is not slack, notice this, concerning His promise. What's it mean to be slack? God's not going to change. Amen. God's not going to become weak. His mind's not going to change. There's not going to come a time where God is not going to be able to do what He said He would do. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. But as long-suffering, notice this, to who? Usward. Who's the usward? Not willing that any, who's the any, should perish, but that all, who's the all, should come to repentance. All whom the Lord has, notice this, decreed to save, guess what He's going to do? He's going to save. And there's nothing and no one that can change that. What great confidence we have in the Lord. I know people can say, oh, but shouldn't he save everybody? No, he doesn't have to save anybody. Because all of us deserve to die and go to hell. For the wages of sin is what? Death, the Bible says. How wonderful it is that God would save people. Save us from what? Our sins. And the sin debt. How do you do that? What was the purpose of that? For His glory. Why did He do it? How did He do it? He did it through His Son, Jesus Christ. See, sin has to be punished. And either your sins were punished upon Christ on that cross, or you will be punished for your sins for eternity. All who are saved have great consolation, great comfort in the biblical fact that God doesn't change. And that's why we know that when He saves our souls, we are eternally secure in Him. He doesn't say, oh, you're not saved anymore. Get out of here. I don't like you. No. Existence. And that blows my mind. And nothing can change that. We find great comfort in that. But all who are not saved will have great calamity. This is also a biblical fact that will not change. If you die and Christ has not saved your soul, there will be instant and continual and eternal torment in the lake of fire. the book not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So are you sure God won't change that? He won't. He can't. Why? Because He is. Hebrews 6 tells us that. That God is immutable. His counsel is immutable. It doesn't change. God will not change. I'm thankful for that. The Christian has great comfort in knowing that God is immutable. No matter what our situation is, and that changes from day to day to minute, God is the same. I don't think, knowing what I know now, I don't think I could make it through life if God was subject to change. He doesn't change, therefore He is, the Bible says, He's our rock. He's our refuge. He's our strong tower. He is our everlasting God. Again, I want to say this. Dear Christian, no matter what comes our way in life, God doesn't change. This is a wonderful biblical truth that we can rest upon. We can lay down our heads at night, having had the worst day of our life. We can be grieving the death of a loved one. And listen, it's biblical to grieve. It's okay to cry, to weep. But amongst all that, we can still lay our heads down at night with a peace that knowing that our God's in control. And He's trustworthy. Is He not? He is. Let's pray.